Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Hi, my name is Anna Valero, and I am the president of Pirate Ventures and the owner of Hook Hall.
And Hook Hall is, before we dive in, because you guys are doing some really, really cool themed outdoor spaces, I want to get into that in a second, as well as, you know, the menu and the drinks and all the stuff. But before we do any of that, let's do an overview about, you know, where exactly are you guys located?
We are located in what's known as the Parkview community in Washington, D.C., or as I like to say, we are sandwiched directly between U Street on Georgia Avenue and New Hampshire. So right between the Georgia Avenue Metro and U Street is where Parkview lives, and that's where we are proud to be part of the Georgia Avenue corridor and the revitalization happening there.
Awesome. Yes. So you're sort of, if people are familiar, it's sort of near Columbia Heights, Pentworth, Mount Pleasant, sort of around there. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. How long have you guys been around?
We opened in fall of 2019, so not that long before COVID hit. We were just getting our sea legs under us when COVID kind of closed everything down. And so we're young, but we are, like I said, we're very proud to have been well received by the community and standing strong.
By the way, since you mentioned COVID and, you know, how you opened not that long beforehand, how did it affect you guys? Did you have to close down for a period at all, or when did you reopen?
We actually have an interesting story, Jason. We did have to close because of COVID for a period of time where everything in DC was closed down. But during that same time, when we opened Hook Hall, we opened as a community gathering space. And in staying true to that mission of being a space for the community, at a time when the community needed space and support the most, we transitioned. And so although we were closed, we opened Hook Hall as a relief center, and we continue to operate a relief center that provides meals and supplies to out of work or food insecure hospitality workers during the pandemic, and we continue on now.
Tell me a little bit more about that. It's called your Hook Hall Helps program?
Exactly. So Hook Hall Helps, we operate every Monday and Thursday, Monday from Hook Hall, where folks can come and pick up essentially 4 days worth of ready prepared meals and supplies. So we have raised close to $1 million, and we use those funds to pay kitchens, to pay other restaurants in the city to provide the meals that we then distribute to those who are food insecure. And so it's Monday from 3 to 5 distribution at Hook Hall. And then in order to make sure that we are providing the need, we are meeting the need where it is, we also do a distribution right across the river in the National Landing community. So the Crystal City area, in partnership with a space provided by JBG Smith. And so we are there at right next to the Freshman in National Landing and on Crystal Drive from 3 to 5 on Thursdays.
Awesome. All right, well, let's talk the real reason that I wanted to chat, which is you all do this really, really cool, it's like a rotating themes for your outdoor patio space. I know most recently you did a thing called, like, over the winter, timed with winter, was like a Viking village. Explain how that went. I mean, it probably worked with the whole, you know, Game of Thrones craze and stuff.
You know, the funny thing is we didn't even make the Game of Thrones connection until after everything was built. And someone, a friend of mine came in and goes, I feel like I just walked on the Game of Thrones set. And I was like, I like looked around and I was like, oh my, I could totally see that. And so there was actually a fun thing that the crew would do is, you know, in the middle of prime on a Friday and Saturday, when it was about like 8 o'clock at night and everyone was like really in, you know, reconnecting with their friends and such, they would dim the lights just a little bit and put the Game of Thrones themes on. And everyone would be like, whoa, where are we? Nice. So it was a lot of fun to play with, especially, you know, for us, what we wanted to do was create an outdoor space where people felt really comfortable coming and that really transported them from the day-to-day life. Knowing that everyone has been under just so much stress as the winter came, our fear for the community is that the community wouldn't feel like they had places that were comfortable for them to come and safely connect with their friends and family. And so that became the driving force behind creating Viking Village, is how could we create an untented space where people would still feel, you know, we put out fire pits and we created this super immersive environment where people would still feel comfortable coming out and, you know, putting on a jacket, but really also having a little fun playing with the Viking theme. So getting dressed up in some of the faux furs and helmets and coming out and just having a great time.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it was a success. And now, obviously, now that the weather's warming up a little bit, you've pivoted to something that's timed sort of with the National Cherry Blossom Festival that we just had. Explain how the whole blossom theme came about.
At Hook Hall, we are very diehard supporters of all things the district. And so one of the things that we all love about spring is the National Cherry Blossom Festival and cherry blossoms. And what we love about it is the rich history of the cherry blossoms. It's not just that there are these like beautiful trees everywhere. It's that like true history of them being a gift from another country that, you know, shovels went in the ground jointly by first ladies in order to plant those. And, you know, it's such a fun remembrance every year of the Japanese heritage behind it. And that heritage of picnicking under the blossoms. Hanamai. And so for us, we wanted to create that same type of experience at Hook Hall. And as I joke, I miss peak bloom every year. It's like peak bloom's coming. And then suddenly like peak bloom happens and everyone's like, oh my, I missed the 2 days of it. And so we wanted to create a space where, you know, you could have peak bloom through June and not have to worry about missing it. So I'm hopeful that that's what people can do. And that's what we're seeing happen, is people still getting to come out, and we're calling it Celebrate the Blossoms at Hook Hall, and really get to do that, you know, toast to the petals.
So explain what exactly you see. You know, maybe you're sitting outside, you know, at your seat drinking a beer, and you turn to your left, and what do you see in terms of a blossom? Like, what are the arrangements like?
You have everything from every size cherry blossom tree you can imagine. So we have 10-foot trees and 8-foot trees and 4-foot trees, and you just have trees everywhere. And what we've done is we've taken our cabanas and we've themed them out to be like small tea houses. And so you have some beautiful Japanese art up, you have beautiful Japanese art, you have a ton of blossoms everywhere, and really a fun menu to go along with it. And so we have both the cabana style tea houses that are not fully enclosed, but completely weatherproof. And then we have a version that we call our enclosed tea houses for those who want just a little bit more private space. And those are freestanding tea houses with just beautiful rice paper windows in them. And again, even more Japanese decor.
Awesome. And so you're saying that will run until about June probably. And then I assume you guys will come up with a summer themed one after that.
Exactly. So we like to continue to transition and continue to create a place where people can really immerse in the experience. And so we have a lot of fun with our summer theme. We call it the Oasis, but it will, what the theme of the Oasis will be a little bit of a surprise. So that will come starting June 1. And we will run that through the summer.
Awesome. Now you are dog friendly, right? Like you can bring your pet out there, right?
We are super dog friendly. We even have a dog friendly menu. And so we really encourage everyone to come out. We and use the hashtag Hook Hall Hounds. We love Vito. We love our four-legged friends. I myself have two giant beasts. And so it's really important to us that people don't have to just leave them at home. You know, they're part of the crew too. Let's bring out the whole clan.
So wait, what is on the doggy menu?
We have house-made dog biscuits and we have a doggy ice cream.
Awesome. All right. And then for us humans, what it's on, give us an idea of what sort of stuff's on the menu for we peoples.
For the good people, we have a really great beverage menu that right now during Celebrate the Blossoms features a lot of imports, some really great beers like Hitachino Nest, some you know, the Kirin and Sapporo that everyone loves. We have a Kirin Spring Slushy that is really fun. It is a Kirin lager with a frozen beer on top, which is like a slushy. It's really quite spring appropriate. We have some really great locals that we're featuring, like Red Bear's Peak Bloom, which is a wheat beer. And then we have a full sake menu, and we have a full menu of Japanese whiskey, gins, and vodkas. And so there's a lot that people can get to experience. And so that's what we would love people to come out and do. And on the food side, we have a themed menu that has some dumplings and some bao buns and chicken katsu pizza, and just sort of a little bit of something for everyone.
Awesome. Well, I think I have plenty to work with. Is there anything else I didn't ask you that I should have? Like, is there anything we didn't cover?
You know, I think something to the point of, you know, I think coming out of the pandemic, it's important that all of us locally work together. And so we are also featuring Pratt Standard, which is a woman-owned syrups company based here in DC. So our entire spirit-free menu is based around different products from the Pratt Standard line. Some of their grenadines, their blackberry mint syrups, their cola syrup. So that's just kind of a fun aside.
Awesome. Well, everybody check out the special blossom themed garden at Hook Hall. Again, it's located at 3400 Georgia Avenue Northwest, right in the Parkview neighborhood. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks so much. And super encourage everyone to make reservations ahead of time, especially if you're trying to get in on the weekends.
Are they required, or do you, like, it, is there any way you can just show up, or is it not really possible during pandemic stuff?
You can just show up for walk-ins, but if you show up as a walk-in on the weekend, you're probably going to end up getting seated inside and not amongst the blossoms. So if you want to sit in the decor, definitely book ahead.
Awesome. Thanks so much for letting us know there that before we hopped off the interview, because we'd have a bunch of angry people. Thank you. I'll definitely make sure I include that in the piece.
Cool. Awesome.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much.